Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something that sounds maybe a bit dry, land use laws, but actually it gets right into how our lives, our opportunities, even our history are shaped. We're doing a deep dive into South Africa's Spatial Planning and Land Use Management Act of 2013. You'll hear it called SPLIMA. It was signed off in August 2013, put in the Government Gazette, that's the official record, and it's basically the blueprint for planning and managing land across the whole country. Our goal here is to figure out, you know, why this law was needed, what it's trying to achieve, and how it's meant to actually change communities on the ground. So let's get straight to it. What was the big problem SPLIMA was trying to solve? The preamble, the intro to the act, kind of lays it out, doesn't it?
It really does. What's quite striking is how bluntly it talks about history. It says, people were living in places defined and influenced by past spatial planning and practices built on racial inequality, segregation, and unsustainable settlement patterns.
Wow. So literally laws from the past dictating present-day life and opportunities based on race.
Exactly. And it wasn't just the segregation aspect, though that was huge. There was also, well, massive fragmentation, duplication, and unfair discrimination, because you had all these multiple laws floating around, national, provincial, even rules from the old homelands and self-governing areas.
Right, those apartheid-era territories.
Precisely. And this whole tangled mess meant that lots of places, urban and rural, ended up without any applicable spatial planning and land use management legislation at all. They were just left out, basically.
That sounds incredibly messy. And unfair. So for you, the listener, what's the big shift SPLIMA is aiming for? How does it try to fix that system?
Yeah, that brings us to its purpose, its core objectives. SPLIMA really sets out to be transformative. It wants to create a uniform, effective, and comprehensive system for the whole country.
Okay, one system, not dozens.
Right. And crucially, it aims to promote social and economic inclusion, make sure land use is sustainable and efficient, get different levels of government working together, you know, cooperative government, and this is key, redress the imbalances of the past.
Redress the imbalances. That's a really powerful aim. But the big question is always implementation, isn't it? How does it actually try to do that? What are the tools?
Well, the Act starts with these development principles in Chapter 2, and one of the absolute cornerstones is Spatial Justice, Section 7.
Spatial Justice. What does that mean in practice?
It means the system has to actively work to fix those past wrongs. It talks about improving access to and use of land, and specifically bringing in persons and areas that were previously excluded.
So focusing on places left behind.
Exactly. Places like informal settlements, former homeland areas, and areas characterized by widespread poverty and deprivation. It's fundamentally about making access to land and resources more equitable for everybody.
It sounds like a huge job. What are the actual mechanisms, the structures for making this happen day to day?
Okay, so there are a couple of main tools. First, you've got these spatial development frameworks, or SDFs. There's one for the whole nation, then for each province, and then for each municipality. Think of them as the big picture vision, the strategic plan for how land should be used.
Guiding everything else.
Pretty much. They guide all government decisions related to space. Then, down at the local level, the municipalities create land use schemes. These are much more detailed, like zoning maps and rules for specific properties. And importantly, these schemes have the force of law.
Meaning everyone has to follow them.
Everyone. Government departments, developers, individuals, they are legally binding.
Okay, so you have the plans, you have the local rules. Who actually decides on applications? Like, if someone wants to build a new shopping center or housing estate?
That's the job of the municipal planning tribunals. Each municipality sets one up specifically to determine land use and development applications.
And who sits on these tribunals?
It's a mix. You have municipal officials, so people with local government knowledge, plus appointed external experts, planners, environmental specialists, that sort of thing.
Professionals, essentially.
Yes. And one interesting point is that municipal councillors, the elected politicians, cannot be members. The idea is to keep the decisions focused on planning principles and the law, rather than, perhaps, local politics.
That makes sense. Now, for you listening, where does the public fit into all this? Can ordinary people have a say?
Oh, definitely. That's actually built into the process. When municipalities are drawing up those spatial development frameworks and the land use schemes, the law specifically requires public consultation.
So people get a chance to comment.
Yes, exactly. People can give their input on plans that affect their own neighborhoods, their communities. It's meant to ensure that local voices are actually heard in shaping how their areas develop. It's about participation.
All right. So wrapping this up, SPUMMA is really South Africa's attempt to build a single, fair, and sustainable way of managing land. It's directly taking on that difficult history of division and neglect. It's a legal framework aiming for a very different kind of future. And maybe a final thought for you to consider. As you look around your own community, think about what difference a truly joined-up, principles-based approach to planning, one focused on justice and sustainability, could actually make. What shifts could it unlock?